You know, you talked in the pregame show, Craig, about being concerned that they would be able to score, you know, with us. And they throw the ball so well. And they did in the first quarter, but you guys really adjusted. And I thought, you know, those interceptions were just beautiful.
Again, Jack, the coaching staff I got, they made the adjustments. And the kids are responding. They're trusting what the coaches are telling them. And I told them three letters after the game, GNC. Can't take it away from them now. They're nope. GNC champs.
Yeah, they sure are. Kingsford pounded Escanaba tonight. So the Flivers are playing well. And who's the other team in our – oh, Menominee. They're playing out of conference. So it that part doesn't matter anymore, right?
Nope, not at all.
And how does that feel? You know, this is a tough conference. We're always the smallest school in the conference. Us and Menominee kind of juggle as far as which one has an enrollment. But how does this feel to win this conference after – you know, I mean, we didn't win many games, let alone conference titles.
Yeah, well, you know, and the kids are here now. But I told them, you know, why are we always saying, oh, we got to play Marquette or we got to play Kingsford? Why aren't people saying, oh, we got to play Gladstone? You know, and they're doing it. They're trusting, and it's a team effort. You know, every kid comes to practice, and it's been great.
I thought you guys physically just dominated the Marquette Redmond as the game went on. I mean, there were some big hits. I love Mitchell Cartwright tonight. How about Wyatt filling in for Gavin?
Yeah.
You know, just Frank Carlson. I mean, these are guys that don't get all the headlines and stuff. Believe me, they will in Gaylord next week. Trust me on that. But honestly, those guys deserve a lot of credit too.
Yeah, and at halftime we said it. You know, everyone knows Nate. Everyone knows Putch. I said, but there's the people that they don't know are the ones that are making huge contributions. And it's just fun right now. The kids are believing and, you know, they're trusting what we're doing and they're executing.
All right. So we go down and play another undefeated team in Gaylord, Durand, unless they lost tonight. I don't believe they did, but they score a lot of points. They give up a lot of points. But let's not think about that game right now, right?
No. I had to tell Eli after the game. He said, you know, we got to get ready. I said, no. I said, Saturday and Sunday, I want you to enjoy this. Come Monday, we'll get back to work, and they will. You know, they'll come Monday ready to work, and, you know, we'll find out what Durand does. I know they run the ball extremely well, so it's gonna be a fight.
Well, I'll let you say your shout-outs. I know your wife is always at the top of the list.
The wife, and how about the fans we had here today?
It was great. They got on the field with your guys in Marquette.
Yeah, in Marquette. We had more fans here than Marquette did. That was awesome. Just awesome.
Greg, enjoy it. You guys have worked extremely hard since the beginning of August for this moment. Just enjoy it as you walk down these bleachers. Try not to trip.
Yeah.
But really, enjoy it because you always give credit to everybody else, but you deserve a lot of credit too.
Trust me, Jack. I got a smile on my face, so I'm pretty damn happy.
All right. Good job, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got...